T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rick Klein is joining us, ABC News political director. Rick, 10 Democrats on the stage last night, the first time we saw all the heavy hitters, so to speak, on the same debate stage. What did you make? Who are your maybe winners and losers?
It was a remarkable night just to see them up there together. And I think it was one of those debates that didn't have a clear winner or loser. I think the clear winner, in a sense, was the contours of a race that are still developing. And maybe a Democratic Party that still has a lot of options. They can make maybe a winner or a loser. I do think that some of the candidates that needed to have a strong night had it. Beto O'Rourke had some really, really well-received lines. I think Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, some of the folks on the ends. You know, Joe Biden held his own for the most part. I think he took some fire from the progressives that flanked him, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, but he's still standing at the end, and I think probably reassured a lot of folks who were wondering how he would stand up.
Should it be concerning to Democratic voters or Biden supporters that every time we talk about him, you know, in a positive light, it's always, oh, well, he's still standing, or, you know, hey, he stood up to, you know, he didn't make another gaffe or something like that. It's rarely, you know, something he did that's overwhelmingly positive, and it's just more, well, he survived.
Well, you know, if you're the front runner, all you have to do is survive. But I think you make a valid point. I mean, the bar is a bit lower because obviously this is someone who seems to have exhibited some weaknesses in his campaign in the past. And when he goes out there and has an opportunity to exhibit some strengths, I thought he was on his it was one of his better performances of this campaign cycle. And that doesn't mean there's not going to be an occasional Bidenism or some kind of a gaffe or a misstatement, but it does mean that he shows that he can hold his own.
It became clear at some points that there is a definite divide among some of the candidates who are more liberal to more moderate, and there was a line drawn at points.
No question. I mean, look, this party has not decided where it is or what it is regarding that ideological divide, and that didn't get hashed out last night any more than it has over the course of the last year or maybe several years under the Trump era entirely. So these are things that are going to have to get played out over a longer period of time. I think if you're a Democrat looking, you know, this felt like more like the start of the story than the end.
All right. Well, Rick, we appreciate the update and all the time after what was, I'm sure, a busy and late night. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.